If you want to be better tomorrow than you are today, you've found the right podcast. We'll help you choose to be more positive, live more passionately, and be present in the moment. Welcome to the Passion by Choice podcast with your hosts, Dave and Denise.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. I'm Denise. Thanks for joining us on episode 3. Don't let the holidays add to your love handles.
And I am Dave. And I must say that this is the refined version of the title because Denise wanted to say, don't let the holidays add to the wiggle in your jiggle. So I thought that this is maybe a little bit more appropriate, but the other one is funnier. I'll give you that.
Well, we know we're in the middle of the holiday season, and oh my goodness, there are challenges of eating smart this time of year, and I'm already battling those demons.
It's tough. It's tough to keep a good positive mindset at this time of year. And I think with holidays, with all of that stress that people get for the various reasons, it can really lead you to starting to eat differently, behave differently, eat differently than you normally would. I mean, there's so many stressors, whether it's family or Christmas presents, or whether you celebrate or not, whether it's a good time of year or not, and just all the hubbub around it can just make us act a little bit differently than normal.
Yeah, and it overeating. Did you mention that? I mean,
no. Yeah,
the stress that makes you overeat more so than in your everyday life outside of the holidays.
Right. Yeah, that overeating. I know that I actually have a long history of kind of having struggles with overeating. Matter of fact, before I really got serious about my health and really started to hone in, I would eat to where I would feel like it was Thanksgiving dinner probably 4 or 5 times a week, which is miserable. And then once I noticed that I would get stressed out, and especially around the holiday times, it was just kind of an excuse. And well, it's okay, I'm kind of stressed, this is normal. And that's not always a good thing. It's never a good thing, let's be honest.
Yeah. And that is no joke. I mean, he's being legit straight up with everyone when he says 4 to 5 times a week. He would look at me and say, oh my gosh, I think I'm going to die. And I don't know how he would do it, but he didn't have an off button.
No off button. And I felt like I had to roll out of the room after every meal.
That's true. So you know what else comes around this time of year, just knocking on the door, is sugar, 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 sugar. And I have a sweet tooth. So that can be a challenge for sure.
Yeah, you have a sweet tooth. I have all of my teeth are sweet teeth. But you know what's really interesting about sugar is when you start tracking and seeing how much you actually consume, it is astounding. So I know, like, when I try to keep track of a lot of my nutrition, and I'm supposed to eat 100 grams or less of sugar a day. Well, here's the thing with that. One of those amazing, Denise, I know you love those amazing kind of sugar cookies with like that creamy pink frosting. Mm-hmm. Those, remember those?
Yeah.
Well, I actually looked up some nutrition information before this episode to look up, hey, I'm curious how much sugar something like that has. The one I looked up had 64 grams of sugar in one cookie. That's crazy. I mean, it's 64 grams. Oh my God. I mean, that's over half of my daily sugar intake. Yeah,
I was going to say that's almost your 100 grams, which right. By the way, I don't know about you all out there, but when Dave said his allotment is about 100 grams per day, I don't know. Initially I think, oh, that's pretty generous. I feel like, you know, you can eat a bit, but hearing that one of those right. cookies is 64 grams, it makes me think of other things.
Right. Yeah. And you bring up a really good point, because when I saw that I would have about 100 grams a day to eat, I thought, oh God, that's easy. Well, okay. But what about normal daily eating? I mean, okay, pasta sauce, barbecue sauce, salad dressing, cereal, bread, yogurt, everything has sugar in it.
But you know what? Sugar makes me happy.
Okay.
I want sugar.
That is true. That is true. I mean, science actually says that true. It is true. I mean, it releases those euphoric endorphins, and it gives your brain a dopamine rush when you eat sugar. And what I always find interesting, science has actually proven that huge dopamine dump that you get when you start to eat all of that processed sugar, you know what that replicates? It replicates the mind and or the mind things that happen when people take drugs. They get that huge endorphin release, and it's not good for you. So when you eat that sugar, you have that big rush, and then you want to eat more and more and more and more and more, and it's not good for you.
And that's what sugar does. Okay, but I like this trend, right? Eat cookies, not crack. I could get on that.
Okay. No, I think the world could probably get on that and be a better place. So I will give you that. But you know, here's the other thing. It's tough because you want to have fun. We already spoke about how the holidays just can be stressful, but you want to go out there. You want to enjoy yourself too, because the holiday should be a time of joy and a time that you really are just enjoying yourself around people that you care about.
Yeah. And you say that, Dave, but I don't know. I feel like you were just the Grinch and you delivered this news about one cookie being 64 grams of sugar. And how do you have fun after knowing that two cookies would completely blow my sugar intake for the day?
Well, I think that's valid. Really valid. Here's the thing. You can still enjoy yourself. And guess what? If you eat over 100 grams of sugar, guess what's going to happen? Nothing. You're going to eat over 100 grams of sugar. It's not going to kill you. It's not going to add 5 pounds. It's not going to add directly onto your love handles. It's okay. It's okay to go out and eat 6 of those cookies tomorrow. Here's the key though. Just don't do it the next day and the next day. Don't let it snowball, right? So you can still go out. You can still have fun and just be aware of what is going on. Be positive in your own mind on, hey, I'm not breaking my diet or I'm not eating horribly. You know what? You're indulging on a sweet treat, and that's okay to do every now and then.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's get to more techniques a little bit later in the podcast, but let's talk about some of those common situations that people find themselves in during the holiday season that are challenging.
Yeah, sure. So get-togethers, right? It seems like everyone wants to, you know, those people that you always say, hey, let's do dinner with sometime throughout the year. Mm-hmm. It seems like they come out of the woodwork around Christmas time and everyone wants to get together and play games and, you know, hey, come over and let's play charades tonight. Hey, come over and we're going to have a poker party tonight. Hey, let's do one of the murder mysteries tonight. It seems like during the holidays, everyone gets festive. So I think those get-togethers is a very common place where you're going to run into a lot of these challenges.
Oh my goodness. And that just made me think game night, poker night, get-togethers, drinking too.
Oh yeah.
Like we just think of what you're consuming, eating cookies and sweets and whatnot, but the holiday drinks,
absolutely,
you know?
Yeah.
So I suppose there's some space out there that needs to be paid attention to also with how can you kind of cut the calories down in those holiday drinks that you're drinking.
Yeah. And those puppies add up.
Yeah. But talking about drinking, what about Christmas parties? So those are happening just out there aplenty. And there's lots of festivities. There's getting together with people that maybe you're more, you know, in a more serious capacity with normally. So you're having fun, you're letting loose, and there are those temptations there also.
Right. And, you know, Christmas parties, right? You didn't pay for it. Mm-hmm. So sure, I'll have a, you know, another drink.
Cocktail.
Hey, cocktail. I'll have another dessert. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not paying for it. So why not indulge? And again, that stuff can add up, right? What about those bloody just plates of goodies that you find at work that are just always seem to show up on the break room table or wherever you go, some, you know, good natured someone dropped off a plate of goodies for you.
Yeah. Or those, the damn crystal bowls with the Dove promises in them. You have to just see what your next Dove promise is. And yeah, I'll have that milk chocolate goodness while I'm at it.
Yep.
Or ding dong, all of a sudden, hey, it's the neighbors or your friends showing up with a plate of festive goodness and it looks so delicious. You know, it's how do you not just sit there and eat the whole plate of the cookies and the taffy and the peanut brittle and all of those things that you see, the fudge. I love fudge.
You can't turn it down, right? It's a plate of cookies from the kid next door. You can't be the Grinch and turn that down. So yeah, there's so many of those things that I think is going to cause that potential stress eating and those opportunities to overeat.
Yeah, causes some anxiety thinking about it. Well, with all of that out there, let's turn and talk to more of those techniques just to make sure that you don't add more than you have to those love handles during the holidays.
Yeah, great. And I think the key to all of this is moderation.
Yeah.
Again, it's okay. You can have a Hershey Kiss or two. You can have a cookie or two. You can have a bowl if you want to. But the key is, when you're doing it, don't do it again and again and again and again. So the best case scenario is, if you have the plate of cookies, make a deal with yourself. I'm going to have my favorite cookie, and I'm going to have one of them, and then I'm going to go drink a glass of water, and then I'm going to go on my merry way, and I'm going to do other things, and I'm going to get away from these cookies so I don't keep eating them. Mm-hmm. If you find yourself all of a sudden you've eaten eight of them, okay, well, just be aware of that. Don't beat yourself up. Remain positive. Okay. I mean, you got to love yourself. Don't absolutely, you know, beat yourself up mentally. Just realize, hey, I'm not going to do this tomorrow. Guys, don't let things snowball, and you're going to be okay.
Yeah. And you can have that, like you mentioned before, Dave, just being aware and just having that mindset. The holidays don't last forever. It'll be over. Let's enjoy in moderation. Let's be aware. And let's remember that you have that mindset of, I am and I will get back on track, you know, after the holiday season.
Absolutely. Don't let it be an excuse, right? Don't let that be an excuse to overeat and thinking, hey, January 1st, I'm going to get back on track. Just keep on it right now. Have a good time, but be aware of what is going on.
Yeah. Be present in the moment this holiday season. Enjoy family, enjoy friends, and enjoy the holidays, because it comes around once a year.
Love it. Love it. Okay. Let's get to it. I am thankful for our little Boston Jack Sparrow. He's so fun.
He's so cute. I love to just rough him up and play with him. I'm thankful for just the holiday spirit that is in the air right now. You know, our house is decked out with all of the decorations, and it just makes me happy.
So remember, guys, everyone say out loud something that you are thankful for. Now, our end of our episode quote is this: everything in moderation, except awesome. You can never have too much awesome in your life.
That's true. All right. Join us next time. We can't wait for this. It's a good one. And it is just dealing with the holiday family drama, because you're going to be really close to opening your doors and hosting some family coming in. So we're going to talk about dealing with that successfully. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks,
See you everyone. Next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.